JJ, we're about to dive into a prospect call-up from a team that needs all of the help that it can get right now, to put it lightly, and that is the Colorado Rockies. Yeah, it is BA prospect profile time right off the top here. So, JJ, the Colorado Rockies are calling up Jordan Beck. And before we get into Jordan, the Rockies have really been struggling as a ball club. This is something that's been going on for the last few years. This season, the expectations were low. They can't seem to take a lead and run with it for an entire game. So an offensive boost would be nice. Can Jordan Beck provide it?
Somewhat. I think if we're expecting Jordan Beck to become the savior that turns around the Rockies season, that's probably asking a little too much. And that probably would be asking a little too much for, I don't know, Juan Soto, Mike Trout, take your pick. But if you said, can Beck help get them to a better place? Absolutely. This is a fast mover. This is a guy who has athleticism, power, and I especially put him in Coors Field. I'm very excited to see. Jeff, I kind of am looking forward to see how much power he can produce in a ballpark like that.
Yeah, and I think you look at someone like Beck, dating back to his time at Tennessee, and even as a prep player, the power was notable. But the thing is he's not just sort of this lumbering power hitter. I think we see a lot of that. Recently we have a guy like Hunter Goodman or someone like that, where we're like, hey, this power is going to play in Coors. This guy's a real athlete. He's really improved as a defender. Last year, I got a lot of scouts that had him as above average in center field. So you can play a few different positions out there. Coors is cavernous. I know it's a home run park, but it's really a batting average on balls in play park more than anything else. That's where the biggest boost is. The power's big. He has enough plate skills. There is swing and miss in the game. He is going to swing and miss. He's not an outstanding on base guy, but he does get on base, does work deep in accounts. But he's got power. He can do some electric stuff on the field. He's a really exciting player. And with Nolan Jones, going on the IL, he's obviously a pretty good replacement there, just in terms of like for like skills. Maybe a little bit more aggressive at the plate, but I'm not so sure that that's a bad thing.
What does the future of the Rockies outfield look like in your mind right now, JJ? Is there, well, yeah, Jeff, you start. Is there enough there? And I know we've talked about Zach Veen for years now, too.
Yeah, and I sat on Hartford. I cover the Rockies system year round. I cover it for the handbook. I cover it on the website. Pretty close to Hartford here, so I see a fair amount of their good prospects come through AA, and sat on the Portland Hartford series last week and got a firsthand look at a couple of players that I do think will be in this outfield shortly. One, as you mentioned, is Zach Veen. Veen is way back. He looks healthy. He looks like the guy you would have seen 2 years ago. And for the first time, sort of in three tries, though I think he gets a bit of a mulligan for the end of the season in 22, and then the injuries that he incurred sort of coming into the season and then played through in the early part of 2023, he's finally finding success at Double A. Some folks that are around the ball club kind of referred to him as their best hitter, their most clutch guy right now in terms of that Hartford team, which is loaded. I mean, it's a team that has Adel Amador on that team. They have Sterling Thompson on that team, the aforementioned Yankiel Fernandez. But I think all of these guys are viable everyday regulars, maybe with some more upside to be above average regulars if some of the skills and some of those things kind of come to fruition. But I think we're sort of seeing the player that Zach Veen was when he was still considered a top 100 prospect. It wouldn't shock me if he sneaks back onto the list at some point this year.
The other thing that stands out to me about this is that Jordan Beck becomes the third Tennessee Vol from the 2022 draft to make it to the big leagues, which that's a lot, okay. But then you think about the fact there's only been 10 big leaguers from that draft class so far. So 30% of all the big leaguers from the 2022 draft so far are Tennessee Vols, which is just yet another reminder of just how crazy that team was. That team was, if that team had done what LSU did last year by going all the way, we would talk about it as maybe the greatest college team of all time. They led the nation in ERA by almost a run over any other team in college baseball, D1 in 2022. They also were there in runs scored. They were, I think, second in the country. Home runs, they led the country. Strikeout, walk-to-walk ratio, all these different categories. And they did it with extreme talent. We talk about Beck, Ben Joyce, the reliever, has already been up for the Angels. Trey Lipscomb is up for the Nationals, third baseman. And then we have a whole lot of guys coming behind them. Chase Dollinger, who was first round pick, speaking of the Rockies last year, is in high A. We have Drew Gilbert in triple A for the Mets. We have pretty much almost an entire lineup. And by the way, freshmen on that team, Chase Burns, Drew Beam. Trace Burns is our number four prospect for this year's draft class. Drew Beam looks like he could be a first rounder, number 29 prospect in this year's draft class. But we could look back on this 2022 Tennessee team in a few years and say, wow, you know, this is one of the great teams as far as producing pro players, as well as the fact that they were one of the dominant teams in college baseball. But with that one giant asterisk, which is they got knocked out in the Super Regional, they didn't make it to Omaha. They didn't win at all.
If you've heard us talk about HelloFresh before, I wouldn't be surprised if you wonder, okay, is this really as good as they make it sound? And I tell you, listener, it is. And I say that because I am a HelloFresh success story. I say that because I'm not the chef. I'm not the cook in our house. But with HelloFresh, I've become one who can actually be part of the food prep, cooking dinner rotation. Generally, it's breakfast for dinner or something on the grill if dad's expected to cook. Because that's just not who... I don't have those skills. HelloFresh gave me those skills. Why? Because they're quick and easy meals with the instructions that both have written and pictures have allowed me to take the ingredients, do exactly what they tell me to do, and at the end of the day, produce a meal that my family said, wow, that's pretty good. And for them to say that's pretty good when I'm making dinner, that is a miracle. HelloFresh does that for you. It does it for me. And it also gives you the flexibility. You can pick out on their app what food you want to eat. It takes a couple of minutes. They'll deliver it to you. And not only that, but they'll do it in portions that also help me, because I have a tendency to eat as much as on my plate. They give you just the right amount of food, whether it's for two, whether it's for four, they proportion it out for you. So if you want to check out HelloFresh like I have, go to HelloFresh.com/BaseballAmerica14. That's Baseball America with the numbers 1-4. Use that code for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/BaseballAmerica14. You can get America's number one meal kit with HelloFresh.
It's a great recruiting chip, though, JJ. Hey, I know we didn't win that year, but if you're talking to a young high schooler, I don't think they care that much about that. In fact, you'd say, hey, I think you can actually help us win that championship. And oh, by the way, I know that team didn't make it all the way, but do you see what that alumni list looks like right now? Right? I mean, I'm sure you use that as best as you can.
I don't know if Tony V needs any more help to recruit. He's a phenomenal recruit.
Great point, Jeff.
Yeah, this is part of it. Okay, so lastly, to wrap up this prospect profile, and I know you touched on a little bit here, Jeff, where are we at in general with the Rockies? Like last time we looked at them from a team ranking perspective and just the philosophy and direction of this ball club, because it feels like it's been the same for a long time. And maybe that has to do with the continuity of the front office. And I don't know if that's good or bad.
I think you could probably make the case that, you know, in some ways it's good and in other ways it's bad. You know, I think at times it's funny, the Rockies are difficult because they kind of have bottomed out at the major league level. 2023 was the worst season in franchise history. It doesn't look like it's getting any better in 2024. But I think if you want to be optimistic about it, they have done a pretty good job over the last couple of years of drafting and developing. They've got some young players in the system and some young players on that team. Nolan Jones was a pretty dang good trade that they made with the Guardians. They've acquired some nice pieces. I think that you can look at the positional group, at least, that they have in the majors, some of the guys they have in AA and AAA in the upper minors, Jordan Beck among that group, and say, hey, there's a decent above average team here. There's a bunch of different regulars at a variety of positions. You have strong defenders. You have, you know, outstanding defenders up the middle, frankly, and a guy like Drew Romo, Ezekiel Tovar, who's at the major league level, and then Brenton Doyle, who the bat seems like it's coming along too. I think it's just a matter of the pitching developing. They have some guys like Palmquist, who's, you know, impressed. Sean Sullivan, who's impressed. Chase Dolander, who's impressed. But they're probably still a year or two away from impact. So I think it's one of those things where you can look at some positives in terms of what's in the system, how they're developing, how they've been drafting versus how they drafted and developed over the last couple of years. And that's kind of led them to these poor showings and results in the major league level over the last two seasons.
But the tough thing to me about all of this is that when you look at the Rockies and you look at this division, I can't really chart an easy path for them, not to catch the Dodgers. They're not going to catch the Dodgers, but I have trouble charting a path where they catch the D-backs or, you know, stay ahead of the Padres or the Giants. It's just a very rough situation if you're a Rockies fan right now, because, you know, you're really, your goal is can you get to be third best in this division in a year, which might be enough to sneak you into a wild card spot down the road. But you're really not looking at it and saying, hey, I've got a shot to win a division. There's a lot of great fans there. We've seen that, you know, year in, year out. If that team wins at all, they pack that park. But, you know, you just look at it right now and you say, they do have some young talent coming. It is kind of, hopefully, you know, for Rockies fans, trending up a little bit. But at the same time, it's really hard to just map out a scenario from here where it's like, okay, this is when the Rockies are going to challenge, you know, for not just to win the division, but challenge for a playoff spot in a division that's so difficult, so tough.
Yeah, they're not scoring. They're bottom of the barrel so far. We're a month in scoring. The projections weren't friendly towards that route. The, you know, weighted runs created plus is towards the bottom of the barrel for this team as well. You're down there with teams like the White Sox and the Marlins, yet players that Jeff mentioned are kind of thriving. I mean, Tovar was an elite glove from the jump last year, but the bat wasn't there. Again, it's a month in, but the bat's been much better this year. And you're right, same thing with Brenton Doyle. He's off to a great start, frankly, offensively for this team, getting on base. I mean, so there are a few, you know, individuals there that at least show signs
they're glimmers.
They can be regulars. There's what?
Glimmers. There's little, like, there's rays of sunshine peeking through, but it's still a pretty overcast layer. It's little spots.
Exactly. All right, so we'll see if Jordan Beck can help the cause there.